Sabbath from 76 with Backstreet Kids. John the Rock Doctor here, a two-fisted kind of rebel who sometimes has to work outside the law, with an hour of dangerous rock and roll featuring the likes of Rainbow, Rory Gallagher, and Alice Cooper, plus a twofer with Kiss. It can musically or lyrically, but sometimes a song comes along that kind of sums up who you are and how you feel, and I felt very connected to this number since it came out in 1978. Jerry Rafferty singing about Baker Street on Party Dog Radio's Rock This Way.
traveling light. Just you and I. A one-way ticket to ecstasy. We on down. Just follow me. Traveling light. It's the only way to fly. Traveling light. Just let your mind pretend. We can go to paradise. Maybe once, maybe twice. Traveling light is the only way to fly.
We've got a thing. forgotten song. Brandon Lee's coming on strong. The road has got me hypnotized. I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brandon Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
I wish I could help, but I've got a crisis of my own. I just scarfed down a handful of Klingon souvlaki, and I gotta run to the little commander's room to give new meaning to the term captain's log, if you catch my drift. And if you come too close, you will.
Mm-hmm.
Vancouver's Prism with their first hit, Spaceship Superstar. Brian Adams' writing partner, Jim Vallance, was in that band under the name Rodney Higgs. Golden Earring's Radar Love, before that, Eric Clapton with Travelin' Light, and Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street, a song that's always been close to my heart. John the Rock Doctor, your musical brother from another mother, and you'll be hearing that Kiss twofer in about 15 minutes. The final album by the Alice Cooper Group was 1973's Muscle of Love, after which Alice went solo. Before I roll the best song on the record, he talks about the breakup for the band on Party Dog Radio's Rock This Way.
When we got inducted into the Hall of Fame, we knew we were going to play live. And so I called these guys up. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that when the band broke up, in 74, 75, whatever that was, we never broke up with any bad feelings. There was no lawsuits, nobody was angry, nothing like that. So we always stayed in touch with each other. You know, every time I would do a show in Connecticut somewhere, I would invite Neil and Dennis to come up on stage. If Mike was in town, I'd invite Mike to come up on stage and play something. So there was never bad blood. It's just that there was never an occasion for us to get back together until this, you know, Hall of Fame show.
Oh, feel all right. 'Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Tender young
Elton John, All the Young Girls Love Alice, the 2023 mix of The Beatles Can't Buy Me Love, bought and sold by Rory Gallagher, and Alice Cooper started us off with Never Been Sold Before. John the Rock Doctor here, time for that Kiss 2 for I promised you at the top of the show. Recently on Facebook, I posed the question, all the behind-the-scenes turmoil aside, which two Kiss albums sound the best production-wise? Lots of interesting answers, but since this is my show, I gotta say 1992's Revenge, produced by Bob Ezrin, and 1998's Psycho Circus, produced by the late Bruce Fairburn. Sub-question, which of the two sounds better? I know what I think, but chew that one over as you listen to this Kiss 2-fer on Party Dog Radio's Rock This Way.
Yeah.
That's the Kiss twofer with I Pledge Allegiance to the State of Rock and Roll off of Psycho Circus and Thou Shalt Not from Revenge. Which was better to you? For my money, it was Psycho Circus, but it's interesting to note that the producers of each record are both Canadian. I'm John the Rock Doctor, and I'll be out of here in just two more songs. Want to see today's playlist? Try my Facebook page or drop a note to johntherockdoctor@gmail.com. Tony Iommi with Billy Corgan will be taking us into that black oblivion right after a rather pompy number by Rainbow on Party Dog Radio's Rock This Way.
Yeah.